Cuthman. We shall go as far as the withies take us. There, when they break, where God breaks them, you shall set up house again and put clean paper on larder shelves. And there, where God breaks them and scoops our peace out of a strange field, I shall build my answer in plank and brick and stone. You, mother, and I, when God brings our settled days again, will build a church where the withies are broken, a church to pray in, when you have put your broom away and untied your apron. Now I'm about to jump to the conclusion. You must stop listening if you don't want to hear it. 2 years pass in the place where the withies break. The church is almost completed. But then, in runs first neighbor. It'll never be done. Second neighbor. It'll never be finished now. First neighbor. There'll be no church. Mother, never be finished. Tush and nonsense. What creatures men are. You're up to the roof. First neighbor, up to the roof we may be, but we'll get no further. The king post has beaten us. The work was almost done, and then someone suddenly shouted, "The king post has swung out of position." It had set other places wrong that had been ready. For days we have labored at it, and as time went on, we labored and prayed, but nothing will make it go into its place. We're not knowledgeable men with these things. It's not our work. And a church isn't like a little cottage. We've none of the proper appurtenances for the job. There's no hope for it, even if we go on trying till we're white-headed. Mother, poor Cuthman, poor sweet son. On our journey, it was ahead of him like riches. And every moment of his holiday time, he's run to it as though he had heaven at his shoulders. This will damage him. I'm afraid for him, and I don't mind telling you. Tom, here's the boy. Here he is. Mother, Cuthman, what's happened to you? Son, what's the matter? Cuthman, the king post is in place. Again, the church will be finished. Mother, but the neighbors said there was no one with you. You were alone. Cuthman, I was alone by the unattended pillar, mourning the bereaved air that lay so quiet between walls, hungry for hammer blows and the momentous hive that once was there. And when I prayed, my voice slid to the ground like a crashed pediment. There was a demolition written over the walls, and dogs rummaged in the foundation, and picnic parties laughed on a heap of stone. But gradually I was aware of someone in the doorway and turned my eyes that way and saw carved out of the sunlight a man who stood watching me, so still that there was not other such stillness anywhere on this earth. So still that the air seemed to leap at his side. He came toward me, and the sun flooded its banks and flowed across the shadow. He asked me why I stood alone. His voice hovered on memory with open wings and drew itself up from a sheen of silence, as though it had long time lain in a vein of gold. I told him, "It is the king post." He stretched his hand upon it. At his touch, it lifted to its place. There was no sound. I cried out. And I cried at last, "Who are you?" I heard him say, "I was a carpenter." There, under the bare walls of our labor, death and life were knotted in one strength. indivisible as root and sky.
Walking up the stairs, Chelsea afternoon, sweet spring blue, not a moment too soon. Some stick around for the after show.